This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Blessed afternoon. Is ingeskakel vanmiddag by Radio Kaapse Kansel met Queen E. Is in the house, julle is ingeskakel vanmiddag met Queen E. Ek hoop julle het 'n geseënde naweek gehad. Today is the 10th November 2025. For 8 minutes past 12, you are here with Queen E in the house. And I want to thank the Lord for what he has done. I continue to say this is the day. That's how David said, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This afternoon, I want to thank the Lord for the opportunity of being in his house. This morning, for the listeners that are listening to my voice, I believe that someone will be blessed today. I'm here, Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit is now midst, and I want you to sit back and listen to what God wants to say through me as your presenter this afternoon. Let us first pray. Father God, we come before you. We humble ourselves before the throne of grace. We say thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Your mercies are new every morning. Thank you, Father, Lord God. We appreciate you, O God, for this beautiful, wonderful day that you have granted unto us. Oh, my God, it's not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in our midst. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you, Father, for this day. Lord, I also pray for those that are writing exams, our students that are writing, matriculants that are writing. Oh, Father, give them a calm spirit. Renew their mind. Everything that they have studied throughout, oh, Lord God, their season. Let them write everything down, Almighty God, according to their studies, oh, Father, and they will all pass in Jesus' name. Pray also for families and for loved ones, those that have gone to work. May God bless each and every one of them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Julle is ingeskakel by Radio Kaapse Kansel. U is hier met Queen E in die huis. And for those listeners that are there, that hear my voice, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Let us just talk this morning. I was just prompted this morning just to speak about thinking mentality. Let's go to the scripture. It's renewing your mind. I'm dealing with the mind of people because in this mind, there's so many things going on in your mind. And we also need to understand that our minds must be renewed daily. That is why the Bible says mercies are new every morning. Your mind must also be renewed daily. Can we go to the Bible? Let us look at the scriptures in the book of Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he, or so doth he become. As a man thinketh, so is he, or so will he become. Now listeners, I want us to know that it is very, very important for us to renew our mind. To renew our mind, because I don't know what you're thinking. I want you to know today is a new day. Yesterday is gone. What has happened yesterday is gone. What has happened the day before yesterday is gone. Today is a new day. So you need to renew your mind, because the scripture makes us to understand, as you thinketh, so shall it be. Let us quickly go for a quick break and we will be back soon. Ons is terug. We are back. Thank you for tuning in with Radio K Pulpit. The person that was singing that song is Ruth. That say, God gaan voor ons uit. God gaan voor ons uit. Hy maak die crooked way straight. Hy bewaar ons. Hy protect ons. Hy sien alles wat voor ons gaan. Hy sien alles wat gaan gebeur. God gaan voor ons uit. Thank you so much. That was a beautiful song from Ruth. Hallelujah. Let's continue with the battlefield of the mind. I told you today that we are dealing with the mind. We are dealing with the mind. Hallelujah. I make mention of Proverbs. We started with Proverbs in chapter 23 verse 7. So it is very, very important, my listeners, that we deal with your mind. Hallelujah. We deal with your mind, because I wrote you, I said a mindset are very important. Mindset are very, very important. Hallelujah. It's very important. When we go to the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, let's quickly read it. Colossians, chapter 3, from verse 1 to 2. It says here, he said, set your mind on higher things. Set your mind on higher things. Set your mind on the right things. Set your mind there. Set your mind. He says in his word, he said we must be transformed by the renewing of your mind in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2. You must be transformed. Let your mind transform, Rak. What is it that you are thinking? I just had a moment now before I came to the studio this morning. I had a moment with one of the people that lives in the yard. And I spoke to the person, and the person was telling me, because I was just going, I went in there and I started to talk to her and I started to bless her. I started to speak. I'm a woman that likes to speak life over every dead situation. And I started to just bless her, and she looked at me and she's like, "Ah, mom, I still want to talk to you. I'm going through so much." And oh, the devil is a liar. He can tell you so many lies. Stop believing in the lies of the devil. Stop rehearsing the lies of the devil. He will always be there. He said in the book, the devil is walking to and from, looking for whom to devour. And he starts in your mind. As soon as she told me, I said, "My sweetie pie, there's one thing I want you to know. You can never go back into your past to go and correct what has happened. Jy kan nie, jy sê, jy kan nie skuldig voel vir wat gebeur het met jou in die verlede nie. Dit was nie jou skuld nie. It was not your fault. You can't go back into your past and correct. But you can renew your mind by coming out of your past. Come out. I said confess. I said go to any man or woman of God. I said confess. Tell that man or woman of God about what has happened to you. What transpired to you. So that you can fight that battlefield of the mind. You can fight all the lies of the devil that tells you that you are of no good. That tells you you will not prosper. That tells you you will not make it in life. That tells you you will not get married. That tells you you cannot bear children. Come against the battlefield of the mind. I told her, I said, "Do you know what will deliver you is open confession. You are no longer a slave to the devil. Let him get out of your mind." He says in Proverbs 22, he said, "As you think it, so will it be." So what are you thinking, my sister? What are you thinking, my brother? Let me talk also to the students. Let me also talk to those that are going to school. Some of you have studied very hard. You have gone out of your way. You have sacrificed. You are still studying. Now tomorrow or today, whilst you are busy writing or you are about to write, now you start to have anxiety, start to have fear. If some of you must go and pitch a business proposal, you must go and do a speech, and now you're starting to have that anxiety and that fear. Come against that battlefield of the mind. That devil that tells you, "No, you can't do it. No, the people will laugh at you. No, you can't speak good English. You can't speak good Afrikaans." Listen to me. It's there that you need to force yourself through it. Go for that. Now is the time for you to say, "You know what, devil? Get behind me. I'm going up there. I'm going into that interview room. I'm going to do my best shot because I am not alone. I am conscious of who is inside of me." The Bible says that greater is he that is inside of me, which is Jesus Christ, than the devil that is in the world. Somebody need to hear this morning. The devil is a liar. You can never be defeated. You will become what God says you will become. I don't get to know what the enemy says. I don't get to know what you've been through. But you need to renew the mind. Be transformed. Let your mind be renewed. Your mind must be completely renewed from all the lies of the enemy. Hallelujah. Your mind must completely be transformed. Forget about the things of old. God is doing something new. Forget about the things of old.
Yes, pastor, verstaan hoe ek opgegroei het. Ek het gesukkel. Hey, kyk jy so, ek het ook gesukkel. Ek het swaar opgegroei. Ek het julle genoem een keer, daar was gesê gewees, die plaasjapie, die optelkind. Maar kyk wat het nou uit die plaasjapie uitgekom. Kyk wat het uit die optelkind uitgekom. Halleluja, die Here het vir my gesit, far above powers and principalities. Not that I did not go through the powers, through the fire. Not that I did not go through the storm. Ek het ook deur dinge gegaan. But I just choose to renew my mind. I just choose to say, you know what? I can't go back to the past to correct what has happened to me or what has happened to my family. But I can correct where I'm going by renewing my mind and believing the word of God. My family, the word is powerful. Die woord is machtig en is krachtig. So please, you will experience the perfect will of God. When your mind is renewed, then you will experience the perfect will of God. Wat sê hy in Jeremiah 29? Hy sê, God's plan is for you to prosper and not to harm you and to give you a great future. That is his plan. That is his plan. I don't get to know how many times Jonga that way to. Jonga mta se kai, luister my bro, luister my sister. Ek gee nou nie om hoeveel keer jy gefail het, hoeveel keer jy gedryp het, hoeveel keer jy dit gemaak het in die lewe nie, maar kyk hier, so staan op, skud af en gaan weer aan. Sissy, boetie, jy gaan abo uitkom. My brother, my sister, shake it off. Stand up, arise, and renew your mind and continue to do what you do your best. Otherwise, you will never get to the place called there. Otherwise, you will never do great exploits if you are limited by the mind, the lies of the enemy. Let's read another scripture. He says in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24, he says, put off the old man and the old way of living. Put it off. Was complicated past it. We also made mistake in Egypt. We are now in the promised land. You are no longer slaves to the enemy. So put off that old mindset, that old mentality, that old thing of doing things. Put it off. Put off that old man, that old way of living. Ek het altyd by die mense gekyk gesê, toe ons nog by die wêreld was, het ons gedans daar by Amgaka. Daar by Amgaka. En daar by Amgaka. En nou soos by die Here, nou gaan ons nie meer die dinge doen wat ons gedoen het. Ons kan nie meer die dinge doen. We are new creations. The old you have passed away. You are dead in the flesh. You are alive in the spirit. The things that you used to do in Egypt, you do it no more in Zion. Aya, you don't do it anymore. By putting off the old man, what did I say? I said you constantly have to have a fresh mental attitude. You must have a fresh mental attitude for you to put off the old man. Die, oh boyfriend, dat jou seer gemaak, put it off. Move on. Move with the movers. Fly with the flyers. Let it go. Let God. Satan will tell you lies. Tell him, get behind me, devil. I am no longer a slave to you. The word of God is the truth. Believe in his spoken word. Believe in the word of God. Meditate on the word of God day and night so that all those old lies of the devil can flush out in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us quickly go for our second break. I'll be right back. Stay tuned. Terug, ons is terug. We are back. You are here with Queen Elizabeth by Radio Cape Pulpit. Please feel free to call us at 081-729-1657-1657. Do send in your questions, your answer, your questions, anything that you want to find out, your prayer request, send it in. I feel free to pray for you. If you have anything that you want to ask, please feel free to do that. You are here with Queen Elizabeth. That song was from Nona. It says alive. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Let's continue with the new renewing of our mind. That is very, very important. I said also the most important thing that can help us, it is to put off the old man. The word of God is the truth. He says in his word in the book of John 1 verse 1, he says, in the beginning was the word.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Alles wat ons sien wat hier ontstaan, is deur sy woord. So why you don't speak his word? Why don't you speak his word? Why don't you declare his word? Why don't you hold fast unto his word? It's his word that helps. It's his word that sets free. Not the lies of the enemy. Not what the devil is telling you. When you fight the devil with the word of God, he cannot defeat you. Never. Ask Jesus when he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. He was tempted by the devil. And the devil said, Father, I stones, turn it into bread. He gave him the word. He said, listen here, small boy, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word written in the word of God. The word is the only thing that will make your enemy to flee. The word is the only thing that will disarm your enemies. Those that are fighting you, that is the enemy behind, you can only overcome them or defeat them through the word of God. There are some certain things that you need to be still and speak his word. That is what Jesus Christ did. He spoke the word. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. So there is power in the word of God. There is freedom, there's liberty, there's deliverance in the word of God. Let your mind be renewed. Put off that old man. Put off that old mentality. And the other thing that is also important, keep a positive mindset. Here man, ek ken mense wat opstaan. As hulle opgestaan toe gevoeka kwabo nje baie complain. As hulle net opgestaan, hulle eerste woord is complain. Just you waking up the morning, instead of saying, God, thank you for my life. Oh God, thank you for the gift of life. I am up this morning by your grace. I'm so grateful. You are moaning. Oh, my cup pain. Oh, my head. Oh, I don't have work. Oh, I don't have money. No! Keep a positive mindset. Let your mind be renewed. Be grateful. Be thankful. We are in the month of November, going to the month of December. By his grace, God protected us. God, we are still alive. Have a positive mindset, looking forward for the day, looking forward to go to work, looking forward to go to do business, looking forward to go and do what you do best. Positive mindset is the key. There are people that have everything in this world. They have the money, they have everything, but their mindset are so negative. They complain, they murmur. Wat nog meer wil jy hê? Hy nee man. Let's keep a positive mindset. We all have to go through things, my family. But we don't need to stay there. Ek call it sommer a wilderness. I call it a wilderness. You don't need to stay in the wilderness. We come from the wilderness. When we were in Egypt, we came from the wilderness. Even now that we are in Zion, sometimes we go through the wilderness. But it is to go through, not to stay there. Don't just go through the wilderness. Don't stay there. Your problem for you to be frustrated, to be stressed and depressed is because of you stay there. Thank you so much. I see my spiritual father is online. Prophet Dr. Stephen, salute you, sir. Thank you so much, my spiritual father. He said, more grace. I appreciate you. Thank you for those that are also tuning in. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Renew your mind. Don't stay in the wilderness. What goes on inside you is what determines how long you will be in the wilderness. So, alles wat die binnen in your mind en aangaan, gaan determine hoe lang jy in die wilderness gaat bly. Come out of it. He has hurt you. It's okay. Move on. Come out of it. She has betrayed you. It's okay. Forgive. Move on. He has taken this and that from me. It's okay. God saw it. In the beginning, he knew about it. He saw it. And he says, my grace is sufficient. Move on. Come out of the wilderness. Shake off. Gain strength. Tell yourself, I'm a winner, man. I'm victorious through Christ Jesus. I will make it. I can do all things in Philippians 4 verse 6. Tell yourself, take the word and make the word become flesh. Let the word work for you. Let the word fight for you.
Let the word renew your mind. So the longer you dwell in that wilderness, is the longer you will stay there. Hallelujah. And some of you, most of you, let your future not be based on your past. That is a mentality. Wilderness. Your future is based on your past. Yala salifastan vaatir khanati. No one understand what I've been through. It's okay. Move on. It's your past. It's a wrong thinking and a wrong attitude. How will you move forward if you are still dwelling in the past? How can God put a new wine in an old wineskin? Us sal us minds moet renew, family. The mind is a very powerful tool. It's a in Second Corinthians where he says that you are a new creature. A new creature. Which means the old things have passed away. Hy ou dinge het verby gegaan, jy's 'n nuwe mens. Ons het altyd in Afrikaans gesing, nuwe mens, nuwe mens, alles het net kom word. Al die ou dinge het verby gegaan, alles het net kom word. Let the old thing pass. Let the old thing pass. How will you see new opportunities? How will you see new developments in your life if you are holding on to the old, holding on to the past? Old thing must pass away. Let it go. Make it light for yourself. Make it easy for yourself. And do you know when you offload it, you become so peaceful. You become so full of joy in the midst of the storm. You are so full of joy, peace, and happiness. We deserve that. Child of God, you deserve that. You don't deserve to lay down in a bed with a lot of pillows and a dookie up your cup. Your oog is half too, and people are asking what's going on. Je verstaan, ek is so gestres. Gestres vir wat? Let it go. Let it go. All things becomes brand new. All things become brand new. Come out with that mentality of I thought nothing good would ever happen to me. Come out with that mentality. Something good is about to happen to you. I'm speaking to someone here that is under my voice, that is hearing my voice. Something good is coming out of you. Yes. Can something good come out of you? Yes. Something good will come out of you. Renew your mind. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let us not be like the Israelites. The Israelites had no positive, they had no positive vision for their future. When Moses was sent by God to take them into the promised land, they were complaining, they were murmuring, and they were like, why didn't you leave us there? Let us rather eat the manna and enjoy. But they didn't know that something great is waiting for them. Let go of your past. Let go of it. God has a plan for your life. He has a good plan for your life. Be a person of purpose. We are on this earth for purpose. Every day is new. His mercies are new every morning. Let's love. Be a person full of purpose. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will never give up. Don't give up on yourself. The Holy Spirit will never ever give up on yourself. The next song that you are about to listen is from Frank and I, featured Billy Falcon, that says, Ons sal weer opstaan. Ons sal weer opstaan. As jy saam met my, we are back. With Queen E. Ek hoop hierdie woord stig vir iemand vanmôre. Ek hoop iemand hoor vanmôre vanmiddag hierdie woord. I believe that someone will be blessed with this word this morning, as I am led by the Spirit to speak about the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, daar's ietsie wat ek in Afrikaans wil lees in die boek van 1 Johannes. Ek gaan hom sommer hier lees van 1 Johannes vers 3:19-22 sê hy. Ons behoort aan die ware God en kan ons gewete voor hom tot rus bring. Bring daardie gewete tot rus. Bring daardie gewete tot rus. Onse hemelse Vader weet wat aangaan in jou mind. Hy weet waarmee jy struggle. Hy sê as ons gewete ons veroordeel,
God is groter as ons gewete. En hy weet alles. As die harde gewete vir jou veroordeel, bring dit na die Here toe. Asseblief my dierbares. My familie, nie van jou harte moer kan maak. Moet nie alleen suffer nie. Don't suffer alone. Give it unto God. Hy sê vir jou alles. Is there anything that God doesn't know about you? God knows everything about you. He knows what's going on in your mind. He knows what your heart thinks. So geliefdes, as ons gewete ons nie veroordeel nie, het ons vrymoedigheid om na God te gaan en wat ons vra, kry ons van hom, omdat ons sy gebooie gehoorsaam en doen wat hy goed vind. Gee dit vir daddy. I call him my daddy. Sê vandag voel, Here, ek wil 'n bietjie opgee. Lord, I'm tired. Lord, I don't even know what to do. Give it unto God. There's nothing new. He knows about it. He also knows what is going on in your mind. He knows what's going on in your heart. Just give it unto God. Say, God, take it. I can't take it anymore. Is it your child? Is it your husband? Is it your wife? Is it your family? Give it unto God. Why do you have to stress? Why do you have to frustrate yourself and to be depressed on something that you can give over to God? Please. The Israelite has nothing positive, no positive visions about their own lives. Sometimes maybe your children are going another direction and it frustrates you. But they always have a positive mindset over their life. Always have a positive vision over their lives. Speak the word of God. If God says, I know the plans that I have for them, give them unto God. Say, Here is my kinders. Here is my man, here is my vrou. Here, ek kan nie meer doen my gele oor in die hande. Want ek het groot planne vir hulle. You have great plans for them, Lord. And because of your plans, Lord, I surrender. I give them over to you. It took the Israelites 40 years to make it into the promised land instead of 11-day trip because of the mind. Die Here wil vir jou ander deur oopmaak. God wants to open another door for you. God wants to elevate you. God wants to shift you. God wants to do a new thing in your life. But your mind must be renewed. You must come out of the past. Come out of the wilderness. Your mind must be renewed. Your old things must pass away. You must have a positive vision. Hallelujah. You know what he says? He said the Israelites, they never progress. Because of what? They did not see with their eyes of faith. May God open your eyes, spiritual eyes of understanding. They never made progress. So as your spiritual, if you are blinded and your spiritual eyes of faith is blinded, you will not see the visions, you will not see your future. They did not see with the eyes of faith, they only saw what was in front of them. The reality can be that you don't have money, but it doesn't mean you will not have money forever. The reality might be that you are jobless, but it doesn't mean that you will be jobless forever. Renew your mind. Declare, prophesy over your life. Speak life over every dead situation. Speak life that I'm waking up this morning. I'm going for that interview. I'm going for that job. I'm going into the street. I'm taking my CV to that company. I know that they are not hiring, but I go by faith. I'm submitting my CV and I speak the word of God that wherever I've been rejected, I shall be accepted. Speak life over every dead situation. Renew your mind. Renew it. Look beyond where you come from. Look beyond. Leave the past. Don't blame it all the time. Look beyond where you are now. Where are you now? Where do you find yourself now? Look beyond it. Look beyond it. Fight that battle. Fight that negativity in your mind. Believe that a great God that lives inside of you will do great things in you. As you think it and as you believe it in your mind, so shall it be. That's why I love the scripture that says I can do all things. I'm an actress in the other side. I'm a presenter here. I'm working a spiritual worker in the prison. At the very same time, I'm a minister, pastor in church. And I'm a mother of two, a prince and a princess. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a president of a woman forum.
I can do all. Who don't out the end person and know alles? And then there's somebody crying in a corner and say, Lord, I can't, I don't know what to do. Whilst a person, one person can do so many things. Take the scripture and let it become flesh. Let that scripture start to become a reality. Meditate on it day and night so it doesn't depart from your mind. Let the word of God be in your mind, not the lies of the devil, not the world of the word of the world. There's a worldly word and there's a kingdom word. Renew your mind. Believe that the great God lives inside of you. I've got a very big God that is always by my side. I refuse to fail. Because Christ lives inside of me. I am joined here with him. What is in Christ is in me. So we need now to renew the mind. And as you think it, so shall it be. If you think that you are a failure, you become a failure. Now you must know that, family, I want to ask you one thing here. Some of you, you have negative emotions. You have negative emotions. You have that attitude, that negative attitude. You feel so like whatever you are doing in life is not working. It seems like it's taking you long to come out of it. You had a wilderness attitude. May God renew your mind. May God help you this morning. May God lift you this morning. May God help you. Look at things with the eyes of faith. Look at things with the eyes of faith, not with the flesh, not with the fleshy eyes, with the eyes of faith. Tell yourself, I can do it. Tell yourself, I can do it. Do you know what does wilderness mentality represent? It's Egypt. And what is Egypt? Egypt is slavery. Egypt represents bondage. There's fast found for a secret elderdom. You're bound for still a certain age. Break it. Break it. Lose yourself. You can't go back to Egypt. If God set you free, you are free indeed. Walk in that knowledge that I'm a daughter of Zion. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a child of the Most High God. I refuse to fail. I cannot fail. So many people backslide when things get difficult. The Spirit of God enables us to do impossible things. You must take that first step. As I'm about to round up, you must take that first step. My family, up until you change your attitude, you will not go up to a higher level. Up until you change your mindset, you cannot go up in a higher level. Bad attitudes hold you back. It's bad, it holds you back. Bad attitudes. Go read the book of Numbers. Because my time is not permitting me to read it now. 20, verse 3 to 5. Trust God. Don't lean in your own understanding. Trust God. Scream out and ask God to help you. Come to him. Humble yourself. What is it that is holding you back? What is it that's frustrating you? What is it that makes you to keep speaking negative about your own life? Get to the word. Because the word of God is full of promises. I command a blessing over your mind. May your mind be renewed today. As I'm about to close, I know it's not always easy to say goodbye. But I have to say my last thing. May God be with you. May your mind be renewed. May you dwell in the word of God. May you meditate on the word of God day and night. So it go well with you. God bless you. Thank you for your time. My time is up. Till we meet again. Next time. Next week, Monday, same time, same place. Shalom. God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.